Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Israel. We got to pay attention to Israel. As everybody celebrates the elections and saying, hey, we've got this thing now. Yeah. It's totally over as we know it. That, you know, all this stuff, the wrong direction the country was going. Now that we have a majority, and there's only 530 folks in Washington, D.C., so there's 300-something million in the nation, and Israel's surrounded. Our president's writing secret letters to Iran, according to CBN, and in the secret letters, it's reported. As a matter of fact, do you have that available to be able to?
Which one?
Okay, hold on one second. You can get with him on that. He's writing secret letters to the leaders of Iran wanting to negotiate about nuclear weapons, ISIS, and this type of thing. And while that's going on, we have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying, you need to pay attention to this. You know, this is serious stuff. And you have it took me a while, you know, to walk out of all the religion and the things that were going on. Where people didn't think it was relevant to pay attention to Israel. They kind of squoze it in like a vacation or something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see the tomb where Jesus possibly was laid and where the Golgotha, where he was possibly crucified. And I'm going to go Peter's hometown where, you know, Jesus possibly had his ministry.
Capernaum.
Yeah, Capernaum. And then we're going to go. And it's like, there's a kind of a constant theme here, the word possibly. I'm like, what's up with that? You know, what is up with that? And there are several things going on in Israel. So we'll be talking about that in just a moment. And you'll be able to hear Bibi talking about, you know, getting a viewpoint. And right now, in regards to Israel, you know, we need to listen to God. And we need to listen to the leader of Israel talk about what's going on. Understand that, you know, Israel at its widest point right now is around 60 miles or something of the nature of small. Imagine how wide. That's not wide at all. It's surrounded on every side by people who want to see its destruction and pushed into the sea. And our president's writing secret letters to reports are writing secret letters to the one who's building the nuclear weapons, which nobody's even talking about anymore. While a knife intifada, which our Secretary of State John Kerry went and said, you know, reportedly, as you can see on the VFN torch, you can see it for yourself and see what you think.
Yeah.
Even though everything was going great, everything's great, everything's being blessed in Israel, he said, you don't want a third intifada. It's like, everything's going good.
Imagine that? Who came up with that idea?
And now that things didn't go as planned, there is an intifada taking place as we speak. A knife and car and anything you can, intifada going, which is an uprising, by the way. The word means just uprising against Israel. It's like a mouse running all over this place out here. And a virtual mouse, not a mouse. And thank you. And we're going to be talking about, you know, what's taking place in Israel. And including, we're going to be talking about the night of Kristallnacht, or the actual word for it is Kristallnacht. Mm-hmm. And German word. And that is this is the anniversary, you know, November the 9th and the 10th is the anniversary, 76th anniversary, I believe.
Wow.
76 years that suddenly in one night, just like the night of long knives, just one night, everything can change on a dime in one night. And some of the prophetic words that God's been giving us, you know, we're seeing some things like this, but also we're seeing after it blessing. So, but we got to pay attention. We want to survive the process on the way to the blessing. Mm-hmm. And, but one night they begin to just basically raid all the Jewish shops and stores and break all the store glass out. And that's why they called it the night of broken glass or Kristallnacht. That's what it was. And so it was just a tragedy. And that was the beginning of the persecution of the Jews, the Christians, and the unwanted in this principality that had a hold of this man called Hitler and the young people that he had trained up. And right now there's a lot of young people in America that have been trained up. You'd be really surprised if you spend some time talking to them. You think, you know, where did you learn this? Where did you get this from? And you find out they heard it at school. They learned it from their teachers at school. And it's not every school, but it's enough. It doesn't take many. It just takes a percentage of society. And we've given over education to darkness. in America. But we got good news, as we've been talking about, and we'll continue to talk about, is the seven aspects of culture that determines whether a nation goes one way or the other, goes dark way or goes the light way, goes God's way or not God's way. And we're not called to, establish, take over kingdoms. We're called to be able to bring God's kingdom here on earth and begin to have kingdom influence inside of these areas of culture, one of them being education, because God, all the kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. I mean, that's the ultimate outcome. And that happens by us going into these kingdoms and beginning to disciple, make disciples of the ones that are in those kingdoms and those nations and those type of things. And we begin to determine the way the culture goes. We don't have to just sit back and just let this thing get darker and darker and surrender over education and media and arts and entertainment and business and religion. I mean, look at all what's happening with religion in regards to, I mean, it's like, you know, pick your religion. You know, there's so many different gods which are not gods at all, being established and recognized. Right. And, you know, was it Wiccans and the military, and it's just like cranking them out one after the other. And it's like, you know, at some point we got to wake up and say, you know what, even the religious mountain, the religious part of culture, that even the church has lost its voice, even over who God is and how do you get to God. And that who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But we can get it back. We realize, so what happened was religion had come in, you know, men's methodologies of trying to get to God and, you know, our sin and our darkness that distracted us from our call. And our call is for eternity. Our call is to be up under King Jesus and for us to receive our orders in His kingdom and to advance His kingdom, not our own. And I believe those things are coming back, and I'm very excited about them. We're going to talk more about that. We get back from the break. You're going to hear the reports of how our president's writing these secret letters reportedly to Iran. At the same time, you're going to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk about how important we got to pay attention to what's happening in Iran. Man, reports are that our president, according to CBN, is writing secret letters to Iran. What's going on? You know, what is happening? You know, what happened? You know, I just encourage our Congress and our Senate to realize that, wake up. You know, the church has to wake up. This is serious. You know, you're calling, they're calling the Prime Minister of Israel a whole list of horrific names. They're using the Saul Alinsky methods of that Lucifer developed in the presence of God years ago, and he got thrown out of heaven, that Saul Alinsky accredits in his book Rules for Radicals, that our president taught it for 4 years, you know, according to the Chicago Tribune, I believe it is. And he was mentored. He and Hillary Clinton were mentored. They're doing this to the Middle East and Israel. We have to pay attention. There is a methodology. It's an intelligent methodology, meaning it's going somewhere. It's not just a sporadic thing. There's something going on here called organizing the Middle East. As the president said, you know, it needs to be organized. And when an organizer says it needs to be organized, you got to look and say, what's your technique? Mm-hmm. And it's like, we got to pray for Israel. We got to pray for Israel. Watch this right here, and we'll be right back. Secret letters being written to Iran.
Sure. Well, in other news, President Obama is reaching out to Iran in the battle against the terrorist group ISIS. Ephraim Graham has that story from the CBN newsroom. Here's Ephraim.
Pat, the president has written a letter to the supreme leader of Iran about the fight against those ISIS terrorists. Both the U.S. and Iran are involved in battles against the Islamic State fighters. But the Obama administration has repeatedly insisted it is not and will not coordinate its military actions with Iran. The Wall Street Journal reports it's at least the fourth time the president has written to Iran's leader. The White House did not tell its Middle East allies about the letter, and some international leaders worry the Obama administration will soften its demands to Iran over its nuclear program.
You're looking at right here where it's the one that you that we have down. Actually, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on his Facebook. On his Facebook has put out a warning to everybody about what's going on right now with Iran. Remember, let me connect some points to you, to us here. Remember that originally, you know, Iran was getting nuclear weapons. President Bush was going, hey, you know, we're gonna stop this. Mm-hmm. And then you had, you know, during the elections when they're running for office, you had Hillary Clinton saying that we will destroy Iran, wipe them off the face of the earth or something like that. Just, you know, destroy them if they get nuclear weapons. And something of that nature, that's not a quote, but she was just saying we would just bomb them. And then now you're looking at the spring uprising that took place in the Middle East. And but when Iran wanted to participate in the spring uprising, the Arab Spring, the Green Party was in the streets like everybody else. They wrote a letter to the president, who's writing letters to the leadership of Iran. They wrote a letter to our president saying, will you help us too, like you help the other nations? And the reports are that the letter just sat on the desk. The president didn't even acknowledge the letter till after things were over. And when that uprising ended, and now the Green Party, who wrote the letter, didn't get a response from our president because of their oppression of the leaders there in Iran. Our president is writing the leaders of Iran.
Hmm.
Who, by the way, his assistant, Valerie Jarrett, was born in Iran.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and which is, I mean, anybody can be born in Iran, but it's like, hey, you know, if you're that friendly, more friendly with Iran than you are with America, you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, mm-hmm. We got to pray for Israel. This is about Israel. And of course, yes, the West, I mean, their enemy of radical Islam or people who actually are loyal to the writings of, mm-hmm. of Muhammad, you know, you know, you take over the world with this political system called, you know, a caliphate,
right.
And ran by, you know, Sharia courts and all under the Quran as the law, which means it would supersede things like the U.S. Constitution and things of that nature. And so, you know, you're looking at right now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying he's trying to get our attention on what they're trying to get our attention off of. Because if you go back, and I encourage you, I say this all the time, but, you know, we're Americans. We have to be told over and over again, and we have to go, you know, it's normally it gets real painful before we actually go do it. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's real simple. You can just go to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and you can listen to the series, Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. And you can understand what's going on. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to shout at us and say, listen, this is what's going on. We've got to pay attention to Iran. As a matter of fact, listen right now to his own Facebook post, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, about Iran and paying attention to Iran.
There are reports that the P5+1 countries are close to a deal with Iran on Iran's nuclear program. I've instructed my office to send a letter to the foreign ministers of the P5+1 countries. In that letter, I bring verbatim the words of Iran's ruler, Ayatollah Khamenei. The leader of this country that is depicted by some as moderate, the Islamic State of Iran, has said in the last 48 hours, one, that he calls for the annihilation of Israel. His words, not mine. Two, he gives 9 ways and reasons of how and why Israel should be annihilated. His words, not mine. He is publicly calling for the annihilation of Israel as he's negotiating a nuclear deal with the P5+1 countries. There is no moderation in Iran. It is unrepentant, unreformed. It calls for Israel's eradication. It promotes international terrorism. And as the IAEA report just said, it continues to deceive the international community about its nuclear weapons program. This terrorist regime in Iran must not be allowed to become a nuclear threshold power. And I call on the P5+1 countries, don't rush into a deal that would let Iran rush to the bomb.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.